welcome to the Fisher of Men broadcast with Brother Mike Brauner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church.
I am dwelling on the mountain where the golden sunlight gleams, for a land whose wondrous beauty far my fondest dream, where the air is pure and warm, laden with the breath of flowers, they are blooming by the fountain, neath the I can see far down the mountain where I wander weary. Often hindered on my journey by the broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all the way, but the Spirit led an airy to the not be. Blue.
Hello again, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. Thankful to be able to be back to the radio station once again today and have what we consider another God-given opportunity that might come this way and try to bring a message from the Word of God. I do sincerely appreciate all who tune in. Thank you very much for your prayers. Thank you for the attention that you give to the broadcast. And I ask that you pray for this work. Pray that it would be such that the Lord could truly use it and be such as is truly beneficial to all who that tune in and might take time to listen. And maybe that as the Lord blesses this work, as those who listen, ears may be given to understand and hearts may be opened unto the truth in such a way that indeed we can all come to a better understanding of the teachings of God's Word. I believe as God has made it known in His Word, He would have all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And I believe that as you study the Scriptures, there's always depths, there's always rich teachings that are to be found there, information, which that as you consider it, you may have read over and considered a portion of the Scriptures a number of times, and then considering that one more time as you grow in understanding and grow in knowledge, that there are even more that is there to be found and discovered. Sort of like going through school. As you go through school, you know you just because you complete and perhaps do very well at one level as you have studied, you know that there is more there to be learned. And as you take more advanced classes and go further along, you discover more as well. And in the Word of God, we should not be surprised that the Scriptures, there's a depth of knowledge and depth of understanding that can be gained. And just hope and pray that as we come along this journey toward our final destination, that we'd all be found growing in grace and in the understanding of the Lord. So it's good to be here. Thank you for tuning in. Pray for the work. We'll deeply appreciate it. We do need to go to the Lord in prayer. Once we pray, we'll try to take up some thoughts that's on our heart. We've been trying to address a series, and in this series, we've been taking up thoughts relating to the kingdom. I hope that you have been able to study along. If you've not, there is opportunity to go and consider previous broadcasts. You can find those previous broadcasts at a link or at a website that's mentioned toward the end of the broadcast, and I'll make mention of it now as well. The broadcast link or the website link is called FisherOfMenBaptistic.com. That's Fisher of Men Baptistic. That's like Baptist, well, with the IC on the end, Baptistic.com. And you can go there, and there's a number of resources that you can find there. And as you consider those resources, feel free to use them in any way that you have need to use them, however the Lord may lead. We provide that information and those resources absolutely free. So feel free to use those and share them ever how that you might have the opportunity to do so. Let us go to the Lord in prayer at this time. And then after that we pray, we'll try to take up our thought. If it's to where you can and you'd like to join with us, then let us pray. Holy and wise Heavenly Father, we're thankful for thus another opportunity to arise to a day that we know that you've given to us and have the chance to share, break open a portion of the Word of God. And we ask you, Lord, to bless this occasion, guide our thoughts, help us, Lord, that as we address and touch upon the things which you've laid upon our heart, to do so in such a manner it'd be easy to understand and easy to receive. But Father, we're thankful for your great mercy and your long-suffering toward us as we consider the Word of God and see what that you've identified as sin. And we see many times where we've come short as we try to pursue this journey of life. We're thankful for your long-suffering and mercy, giving us the opportunity to repent. Forgive us our sins and cleanse us and help us, Father, that as we continue on this pathway, ever how long that you may allow us to journey, that we would ever be found walking closer to thee, our Father. We pray for those who that are sad and lonely. Pray for the afflicted. Pray for those who've given up their loved ones, for many homes that's touched by loss and suffering. Pray, God, that your rich blessings would ever be nigh, that those who are in such situations indeed would know the comforting hand of God. And pray that you'd help us to always have the grace about us, that we might have words of kindness to show and true compassion and consideration for our fellow man. Pray mainly, Lord, for the lost, those who know you not, nor the free pardon of sin, knowing they have the worst condition of all. Pray, God, that the lost very heart might be touched by the Spirit of God, even as this message unfolds, that there would be a clear turning to God and a deep surrender, that soul salvation would be obtained. We pray, God, for those who have been saved, that there be a seeking and a guidance unto the house of the living God, to where that there would be the opportunity to be blessed and grow in the great grace of God. Pray again for those who you've called to carry your word. Bless these men who've been separated to the great ministry. Pray that you'd richly bless and deliver, knowing there are many snares, many things where the adversary would try to disarm and would try to hinder. Pray, God, that in your great mercy that you would bless and direct and deliver from all these many entrapments. We pray for our country. Pray, God, that you would bless us with leadership and guidance from those who that would eagerly seek to do the things pleasing to God. Help us to know how we should support them as we ought. Many things, Lord, we know we fail to ask, know we fail to do. Though, Father, we fail, we ask that you would grant, for we seek all favors and blessings in the name of Christ Jesus. For his name's sake, we do pray. Amen. As we said earlier, we do have some thoughts in our heart we want to try to address. We might read out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we find that what is being addressed is how that the Apostle Paul, he is sharing with the church, and as he's sharing with these men and women at that time, he's also sharing with us in this time, the ageless and ever up-to-date Word of God, sharing this information with us, imparting it, that we might have the consistent message from God that's timeless. We find that it is written, verse 9, we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God given, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. We'll stop reading here. For the mistakes we may have made, this gives us a brief reading lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I've read from verse 9 down through verse 15. Previously, we've dealt with some scriptures. In the previous part of this series on the kingdom, we considered scriptures from such places as Galatians chapter 5. And in Galatians chapter 5, we discovered there were certain types of things when people are engaged in them. And here we realize that this letter, the Galatian letter, you take this up, take up the Word of God, and consider this for yourself and prayerfully consider it, and ask the Lord to help that the things which that I'm speaking of here, whether or not these things are correct, be careful to study it for yourself and don't just take it because I'm saying it. But out of Galatians 5, we notice that this letter is being written to a group of saved people. They've not only been saved, but they've been organized into a local body of Christ, the church. And as they are going through their daily lives and as they serve God with their lives and going about, these people had families. There were occupations that they were involved in. There was just what we would call normal day-to-day life that they were involved in. And as they were going through their daily lives and through their worship, there were items that had come to the attention of the Apostle Paul, items which needed to be addressed. And as these, in the process of addressing these things, we find as he's writing, he gets to this fifth chapter, there are things regarding the kingdom which he shares with them. One of the phrases that he uses as he is speaking of a number of items which that, as you consider them, some may jump right out at you that, well, obviously those things would be considered sin. But then as you can keep considering the things on the list, there may be a number of things which that may not strike you as especially something to be thought of as sinful. but they're on the list, and it's important to consider them so that we would see that, as this letter describes it, it says that they are of the flesh. And more specifically, they are called works of the flesh. Verse 19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, or that word manifest means obvious, out in the open, it's not to be hidden. The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. And then there is a list. And at the end of the list, verse 21, about the middle of the verse, we find this, of which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So, tying this together from verse 19 down to verse 21, we have the scriptures telling us that these things called works of the flesh, which are obvious or manifest, that these works of the flesh, that those that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So a living in, or a yielding to, and a pursuit of, a adoption of, and a conducting oneself freely in these things called the works of the flesh will result in not being in the kingdom. A question I posed as was considering this was, in this last part of this series, again, I invite you to go back and consider what I said in that series, if you like, from that source that I mentioned. But what I mentioned there was, now, sometimes there is a concept that goes around which suggests that when a person is born of the Spirit, that at the point that they are born of the Spirit, that puts them in the kingdom. I know this is something that maybe has been adopted just because a serious consideration of it has not taken place. So does salvation put someone in the kingdom? I brought that up, I said, well, obvious that people that are saved get involved in some of these things that are on this list and may fall off into them. If they've been saved and fall off into them, does that mean, having fell off into that they lost their salvation? Because it's obvious that the Scripture says that they'll not be in the kingdom if someone who is saved automatically ends up in the kingdom when they're saved. Then if they fall into these sins and they're not going to be in the kingdom, would that also mean that they lose their salvation? I think it's easy to determine whether or not salvation puts somebody in the kingdom by seeing what really happens when someone gets tied up into these works. Do they really lose their salvation? If they do not lose their salvation, I'm not saying that the person is just able to just sin any way they want to and God's going to be happy with it and bless them for it. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am asking is the nature of soul salvation such that it can be lost? So this is why we turn to this reading lesson today, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, because the Apostle Paul, now writing to the Corinthians, points out works. Namely, he gets into these things that would be categorized as works of the flesh. When we read, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So what's the apostle telling us? The apostle's telling us that the works of these, he's writing to these church members at Corinth, he's saying, you church members, you got to realize that your works, that they're of a certain nature, that they're either like this first three, there are six mentioned. The first three falls into one group, while the last three falls into another group. The first three are identified as gold, silver, precious stones. I'd like to notice that gold, silver, and precious stones, that they are materials which are precious, they are materials which that are considered valuable, and they're also, and most importantly, they're materials which are not flammable. They will not burn up. However, the last three are identified, after saying gold, silver, precious stones, we have three more: wood, hay, and stubble. Now, notice wood, hay, and stubble, that neither of these are considered especially valuable. Neither of these, wood, hay, and stubble, are considered something which that is necessarily a item which is precious. But all three of these, wood, hay, and stubble, are of a categorized which they are flammable. Fire will affect these. So the apostle then, after mentioning these six, these two groups of three. He says, every man's work shall be made manifest. Notice he's dealing with works here. And as he's dealing with works, he says, the work will be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, that is the works, because it shall be revealed by fire. That is, the works shall be revealed by fire. And just in case we weren't clear on this, the last phrase in this 13th verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 says, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So we realize that we're talking about works being tried by fire. And when we go back and think about these six items, these two groups of three that we mentioned, we can see where that works, which are of the first category, silver, gold, silver, precious stones, we can see where that each individual, everybody, all of us who've been saved, that we would want to strive with the help of the Lord to do the works which are like gold, silver, precious stones, while avoiding works which that are wood, hay, and stubble. Now, because we realize that works which are cut or likened to wood, hay, and stubble, that they will be that which when revealed by fire, that the fire is going to obviously damage the works which that are of the latter three types, the wood, hay, the stubble. Let's continue reading. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So, when I read this, I notice that the reward is directly related to works being preserved after tried by the fire. So the type of works which would be preserved would be the first of the first group, gold, silver, precious stones, while that the last three would be burned up. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. I notice that it works which that are not good. We would have to just jump right to that point, that a work that God would burn up would be something that's not pleasing to him, something that's outside of his will. Obviously, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. He's not writing to them about make sure that your soul's saved. Matter of fact, in dealing with works in the Scriptures, we find out that men and women will never be saved by works. We're saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Or to be more specific, in Titus 3 and 5, the Scripture says, not of any works of righteousness which we've done, but according to His mercy He saved us. Not by works of righteousness then. And then Romans 4, speaking of Abraham, to be real plain, says, to him that worketh, the reward is not reckoned of grace, but of debt. So God, who that grants grace, not of works, not out of any debt, but he that looks upon, God looks upon our faith, and then imputes righteousness due to the faith that believers have upon the Son of God. God looks there, having forgiven us for our sins because of our faith in Christ Jesus. When we receive that grace, it's because of that particular faith that we exercise in Christ. And it so that we can say, as written in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The gift of salvation comes by grace through faith. And it's not a salvation that is of ourself. It is a salvation that is truly a gift of God, and it's not of works. So when we're talking about works here in 1 Corinthians 3, we're considering works which that, as we'd read from Galatians, when we're studying about the kingdom, we're looking at this function of the works of the flesh and seeing how works of the flesh would interrupt or interfere or prevent children of God from being in the kingdom. And so when we ask the question, well, would these works of the flesh, if we allow ourselves to fall off into these, does that mean that we also could lose our soul salvation? And I conclude, absolutely not. Because I'm looking at 1 Corinthians 3, and I find these works of the flesh being identified. the works of the children of God are works which fall in to one of two groups. They either fall into the kind that when tested by the fire, that they will be sustained and they will endure the test of the fire. And what this verse of Scripture says, if any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. And then the last part of this says, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But just to be sure we don't get confused on this, this last phrase in verse 15 is added when he says, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. In other words, don't fear that your salvation's going to be lost. What we fear is that because of our works, that our works which that are not good, works which are of the flesh, works which will keep us out of the kingdom, these works are such that are flammable, they're such that are dishonorable to God, they're such that are unworthy of the followers of Christ. They're works which that just are according to the lust of the flesh, yielding to the desires of the outward man. And because of that, there'll be an interruption or a hindrance of the children of God from being in the kingdom, and also a failure to receive the reward, which is mentioned here. And I would like to add to that that it's very particular then. It should be very something very important to us, not only to think about our kind of works, but then to think more seriously about this foundation. What is this foundation that we as children of God are to build our works upon? That it'd be so important that God would have Paul to tell us about this foundation. And I would say that that would bring us back to the question of the church of Jesus Christ, that it's important that we're saved, and then we can't just forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but we're to come together in under the headship of Christ into his body, serving there, doing those works which he will help us to do, which are those precious works which are like gold, silver, precious stones, knowing that there is a reward associated with that award out there yet to come when the revelation, when the manifestation, when the declaration of works is made. In this study of the kingdom, then, it's important that we think about the kingdom and think about how that works indeed are an essential part of living for God, serving him in his kingdom, and noting again, salvation then must not put us in the kingdom, but our works as a child of God, once we have come to that place where that we can be a part of the kingdom, our works can keep us out of the kingdom. But if not in the kingdom, we're still saved. Thankful for having the opportunity to address this important thought. Hope you'll prayerfully consider what's said. And remember, this study will be something that you can go to the website and you can consider it again and again as you think on this and you try to study it out for yourself. Pray God would bless you in your studies. Remember to pray for me. I'll be careful to pray for you as well. Again, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Fisher of Men broadcast. If you'd like additional information or to download a copy of this week's message, go to fisherofmenbaptistic.com. All materials and recordings are provided free of charge and may be distributed as the Lord leads.